Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Barca Blaugrana's podcast. My name is Josh. Hope everyone had a good holiday break. Got to spend time with family, hopefully those close to you, friends. Hopefully get a, you know, maybe a day or two off work, get a chance to kind of regroup before we start 2022. This is going to be kind of just like a kind of a news recap pod. A lot of people kind of still on vacation or just getting back from vacation, so we're going to keep it short and sweet this week. Philippe Coutinho officially joins Aston Villa on loan. Goes till the end of the season, surprisingly. I think most of us expected, based on the rumors, there were a report, I want to say like earlier today or even yesterday, that there was a move that was very close and that it was going to be close to 18 months, was a lot of what I saw. Initially, I know when talks first kind of came out between Villa and Barcelona, 6 months was a rumor. Like there was, I don't know, the period of time stretched all over the place. Why it's only 6 months, I'm not really sure. And frankly, I have not found a ton of, it includes the option to make the transfer permanent. Okay. So again, this news just came out like within the last hour of me recording this. So stuff's still trickling out. I'm not sure what those terms look like in terms of a permanent. I'm actually very interested in that. Let me see if there's anything new in the last like 2 minutes since I've made some notes. Any reports? I really... Option to buy. There's no... Yeah, I don't see anything... I don't see anything about how much it's going to cost. Hopefully that news has come out by the time the podcast is published, because I'm very interested to see what those terms look like if Villa do want to buy him. I doubt it's cheap. At the same time, I'm not really sure why it's only 6 months. 18 or 12 made more sense, like maybe till next January. I'm not really sure. For Villa, like looking at the Premier League table, where do they sit right now? They currently sit 13th, so they're 12 points above the drop, which is pretty good. Good grief. I didn't realize Newcastle were in the bottom three right now with all their money. That's kind of funny. Anyways, Philippe Coutinho, the era at Barcelona is theoretically over for now, although in 6 months I wouldn't be shocked if he's back and Villa don't want to make the deal permanent and we're just back where we are this next summer. I'm surprised that there's not an obligation to buy is basically kind of where I'm at. Like if it's 6 months, I'm surprised there's not some sort of like, yeah, I'm just surprised there's not an obligation to buy. It just makes sense for Barcelona because if he goes and lays an egg at Villa, he's going to come back to Barcelona and no one is going to want a piece of him for any significant sum of money. I think that's kind of where he's at now, but it's going to be even worse if he doesn't perform well at Villa. So we'll have to see how things go. He's of course playing for former teammate Steven Gerrard, and all of this now means that Barcelona can register Ferran Torres. So there is an outside chance we'll see him against Granada on Saturday. There are reports that Fati and Depay are both going to be passed as fit for the match on Saturday. Pedri as well, perhaps if he gets a negative COVID test. And maybe Ferran Torres, although like Jill mentioned when she wrote this up, like that's a little optimistic. Although being able to register him with Coutinho going out is obviously important. I don't know if, let's see if the medical for Coutinho has been done. It's subject to the player passing his medical and obtaining a work permit. So I'm assuming they can't register Ferran Torres till the work permit and medical are complete. But if they can, maybe we'll see him. Barcelona drew Athletic Bilbao in the Copa del Rey last 16. That match is still TBD as far as I'm aware, although I'm assuming it's going to be in the next few weeks. It's probably either going to take place, I think Renato said, between the 18th and the 20th. Yeah, between the 18th and the 20th. Other matches of note, Real Sociedad versus Atletico Madrid, Elche versus Real Madrid, and then that's kind of, there's not really that many interesting matches, honestly. The Bilbao and Barcelona is honestly the most interesting. Barcelona, of course, secured this last 16 spot with a, I guess we could classify it as a difficult, gritty, hard-fought win, although I think in my notes I wrote shows spunk but lack of class, or spunk, not splunk, spunk but lack of class. Like them having to dig deep to get a come from behind win just doesn't, I mean, you know, the senior side really needed to really, really come in and perform well in the second half. I mean, the first half was horrible. I mean, that was just like the first 45 minutes were subpar. They looked out of place. They didn't look like they had any sort of feel for the game, but they got a win. So yay. I think what's important to remember, and I had to remind myself of this when I was preparing some show notes this morning, is that Barcelona right now are only 1 point outside of the top four in La Liga. Despite lackluster performances in the Copa del Rey, despite looking like just not a top four team, they are 1 point behind Atletico Madrid in La Liga. They are 2 points behind Betis for third place. They're 10 points behind Sevilla for second, and I'm not even going to mention how far behind Real Madrid they are. But nevertheless, like there's two teams above them in the top four that they could easily overtake. And their schedule, they play Atletico Madrid in a little less than a month on February 6th. And I would be very, very interested based off Barcelona's schedule if there's a chance that they're ahead of Atletico Madrid in the table when that match comes up. Atletico Madrid have Villarreal and Valencia in La Liga before then. And based off their form, I mean, my goodness, anything could happen. So when I watch Barcelona play like crap in the Copa del Rey like that, I just have to remind myself, this doesn't matter. It's all about top four, for me at least. And the fact that they're only 1 point off after the type of season they've had thus far is incredibly encouraging. I don't know if encouraging is the right word. It's, I guess, a relief more than anything. Like, I'm not encouraged by what I see from Barcelona at all, but I'm relieved to know that we might not miss out on Champions League football next year. In fact, I would say I would be more surprised than not at this point if they finish outside of the top four. Can't believe I'm saying that. Some transfer stuff, just because, why not? You know, there's I don't really want to talk about the football on the pitch because it's not that exciting. Morata, our good pal Alvaro Morata, former Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. He did have a spell at Real Madrid, right? I'm gonna look crazy on that. Hang on, I gotta make sure on this. I feel like I'm crazy for a second, but I feel like he was at Real Madrid. I'm not insane, right? Where is he? Yeah, he had a spell. Okay, of course. Yeah, he had the year. He had like, okay, I'm not crazy. The Atletico Madrid player who is on loan at Juventus is apparently very interested in coming to Barcelona still. And the holdup, and again, this is as of yesterday's reporting, I don't believe there's anything new today, is that Juventus just aren't interested in selling him until they have sort of a replacement. And he started for Juventus, or he was supposed to, I don't know if he did, against Napoli. And I know that, he's like, I'm very interested to see how he's going to respond if indeed he's just getting blocked by Juventus, as it seems like it's going to happen. Like, it doesn't seem like the deal is going to happen, although we'll see, we'll see how much he gives up or how much Barcelona give up. It's going to be interesting. Nevertheless, like how he responds in those few games between now and the end of the month when the possibility concludes, it's going to be interesting. Chelsea are reportedly interested in our old pal Dest. That's just not going to happen. That move is not going to happen at all. I don't really know. Every rumor is really going to pop up. I don't really know why they would sell him, like, without a replacement lined up, especially given his age. Like, even though his performances and he has moments of incompetence is a strong word, but he has moments where you're just not impressed with him or he lets you down. It would be insane to sell him without a direct replacement who's of equal youth. That would just be, it doesn't make any sense to me. Nevertheless, it's not going to stop the rumors from popping up. It's not going to stop things from trickling out. And that's just where we're at. That's all I got. Going to keep it short. Everybody enjoy the match over the weekend. I'm pretty sure we have Real Madrid in a week. Let me confirm with the schedule real quick. But I believe that is supposed to happen. It is indeed 5 days away in Supercopa. This is going to be good grief. We'll see if it gets canceled or not with COVID stuff. I would assume it's not. But, you know, I think the most interesting, not the most interesting, I can't get enough of the Erling Haaland stuff. It's ridiculous. But I think the rumors of Barcelona and Real Madrid both wanting Haaland and the fact that only one of them have money is a little interesting to me. I think the prospect, and maybe this is just, I don't know if Madrid can actually financially handle Mbappe and Haaland. I know Mbappe is going to come on a free, but like in terms of salary, I don't really know how that would work with Benzema and all that stuff. Eden's still making a lot of money, but I do just love the transfer gossip trickling down between Barcelona and Real Madrid. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, everybody enjoy the matches over the weekend, the ones that don't get canceled. Stay safe. Subscribe to the podcast if you're not subscribed. And I will talk to you again next week. Thanks.